Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced Raga Jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that feels real for drum and bass, not like a random FX pileup. The idea here is simple on paper, but powerful on a dancer floor. You take a controlled section, then you flip the groove's personality for a few bars. The drums get skippier, the bass gets more conversational, the energy spikes, and then everything lands back into the pocket with even more force. That's the magic of a good switch-up. It's not just a fill. It's a reset. If you've ever heard a DNB tune suddenly open up into a more ragga, chopped, restless groove, you know exactly how strong that moment can be. The listener's ear locks onto the change immediately, even if the actual notes and sounds aren't that different. In drum and bass, tiny rhythmic changes can feel huge, because the low end and transient timing are doing so much of the emotional work. So let's build this the smart way. First, set the switch up in the arrangement as an actual event. Don't think of it as something you'll throw in later. Go into arrangement view and place your transition at a phrase boundary, usually the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section. Put yourself a locator 8 bars before the change, then 4 bars before, then 1 bar before, and then right on the downbeat where the new section begins. That phrasing matters. DNB listeners feel structure very quickly, even if they don't consciously analyze it. If your switch-up happens at a clean boundary, it feels intentional. If it happens randomly, it feels like an accident. We want intentional. Before the switch, keep the track controlled. Let the main drums and bass do their job, but don't overpack the section. The transition works best when there's a clear before and after. So if your arrangement is already dense, consider duplicating the section first, then muting or stripping elements on the duplicate. That gives you a safe playground to shape the move without destroying your main groove. Now let's talk about swing, because this is where the Raga Jungle feel starts to come alive. A big mistake is swinging everything. Don't do that. In drum and bass, the kick and sub need to stay tight. The anchor has to stay anchored. What you want to loosen is the break layer, the hats, the little percussion shuffles, and any ghosty top-end movement. In Ableton Live 12, open the groove pool and audition a swing-heavy groove, then back it off until it feels human rather than messy. You're usually looking for a subtle amount of groove, not a dramatic shuffle. Start in the 20 to 40% range and listen carefully. If the kick stops feeling reliable, you've gone too far. If you're using a drum rack, keep your kick and main snare separate from the chopped break pieces. That way, you can process the groove layer independently. That separation is a pro move, because it lets the break dance around the core rhythm without destabilizing the whole track. Next, build a break edit that answers the main groove. This is where the Raga Jungle attitude really kicks in. Take a break loop into simpler, or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want more control. If you're working more deeply, flatten the chopped break to audio so you can reverse pieces, stretch tiny bits, and automate them more surgically. You want a phrase that has personality, a snare crack, some ghost hits, a little hat movement, maybe a bit of room tone or tail. Now shape it like call and response. Let the main groove sit there cleanly, then let the break answer it with extra shuffle. As you move into the final bar before the switch, increase the density a little. Not too much, just enough to make the listener feel that something is about to happen. One classic move is to duplicate a break slice, reverse it, and place it just before the downbeat of the switch. High pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end. That reverse slice becomes a tension gesture rather than just another drum hit. It's small, but in DNB, small can be massive if the timing is right. Now we get to the riser, and since this lesson lives in the riser's area of production, this part has to feel genre-aware. Don't reach for a generic festival riser. That won't sit right in Raga Jungle or darker DNB. We want a riser that feels like it belongs in the tune. You can build it from white noise and simpler, or use operator, analog, or wave editable to create a sweep with character. A nice chain is something like this. Start with utility to control stereo width, then auto filter sweeping up over one bar, then a touch of saturator for edge, then a short reverb, and maybe a very subtle echo if it stays clean. Here's the key. Don't make it too bright too early. Let the mid-range do some of the work. Increase resonance a bit as the rise moves forward, and let the top end appear late in the sweep. That makes the riser feel urgent instead of shiny. If the next section is darker, stay more mid-focused. If it's going to hit harder and more open, you can let the top bloom a little more near the end. If the track suits it, tuck in a short vocal chop or ragga shout under the riser. High pass it aggressively so it doesn't fight the low end. That extra voice gives the transition a human, genre-connected identity. Suddenly it's not just riser into drop. It's a jungle moment. Now let's shape the bass, because the bass has to switch personality too. If your main section is using a long res or a more sustained low-end bed, the switch-up should contrast that by becoming shorter, punchier, and more rhythmic. Think of it as bass phrases instead of bass drones. Keep the sub strict and centered. Mono below about 120 Hz is a very safe mindset. No stereo trickery on the fundamental. The sub should stay focused, because the whole dance floor depends on that weight staying clean. Above the sub, make the bass answer the drums. Use short notes, syncopated stabs, and spaces between hits. Leave room for the break. Let the snare have a little authority. In Ragga Jungle, that conversation between bass and drums is everything. A really useful advanced move is to automate the bass filter and drive by phrase, not by individual note. For the first couple of bars of the switch, keep the cutoff a bit lower so it teases. Then open it slightly and add a touch of drive as the phrase develops. Right before the new section lands, pull it back just enough so the drop after the switch feels even bigger. Keep the note lengths short. Overlapping bass in a transition can smear the impact. The switch up should feel bouncy, not blurry. Now let's make the drums tell the story. In the last half bar or bar before the switch, add a snare pickup, a ghost snare, a muted tom, a rim, or a small fill that hints at the new groove. Don't overdo it. In drum and bass, too many fills can make the transition smaller. One or two well-placed hits usually hit harder than a whole storm of them. On the drum bus, you can add a touch of drum bus, a small amount of glue compression, and maybe the little saturator for attitude. Keep it tasteful. The goal is impact and cohesion, not smashing the life out of the break. If the break slices get brittle, use EQ to soften the harsh top end a bit. You can also automate a slight high pass on the drum bus in the final bar to create a tiny vacuum. That little subtraction makes the new section slam harder when it lands. Listener brains notice missing energy very fast. And now we shape the transition like a DJ would. Think intention curves. Two bars out, start thinning the arrangement and bringing in the riser. One bar out, reduce one main drum element and increase break activity. On the last half bar, add a reverse sweep, a vocal chop, or snare fill. Then on the downbeat, let the switch happen cleanly. If you want more ragga flavor, you can use a quick tape stop style move on a vocal stab or a short delay throw. But keep it brief. The biggest mistake in DNB is making the build too long. Energy drops fast if you over-explain the transition. Keep it moving. Before you commit, check the mix in mono. This is huge. Use utility on the master or bass group to hear how the transition behaves. Some down. The sub should stay solid. The riser should not erase the snare. The break layer should not fill the low mids too much. If the transition sounds huge in stereo but weak in mono, it's not done yet. Watch out for buildup around the low mids, especially from chopped breaks and roomy FX. That area can get muddy quickly. Also keep an ear on harshness in the upper mids and top end. A switch-up needs excitement, but not brittle excitement. If your riser masks the snare, sidechain it lightly to the drum bus or simply reduce its midrange. Often the best fix is subtraction, not more processing. And that's a really important teacher note here. When in doubt, remove. If your riser, vocal, break, chop, and bass all fight each other, the transition gets smaller, not bigger. One strong gesture plus one supporting gesture is usually enough. A strong ragga jungle switch-up should feel like the track briefly changes language. The listener still knows where they are, but the grammar changes for a few bars. That new rhythmic grammar creates tension, then the next drop lands with more authority because the ear has been reset. If you want to practice this fast, take an existing 8-bar loop and turn the last 4 bars into transition space. Add one chopped break layer with swing. Build a 1-bar noise riser. Drop in a reversed hit or vocal chop on the last half bar, and make the bass phrase shorter and more syncopated. Then listen in mono and bounce the transition on its own. If it still feels exciting without the full track, you've got something real. For a darker, heavier variation, keep the pre-switch section drier and cleaner, then let the switch-up become a little more textural. Don't make the sub wilder. Make the top layer busier. That contrast is what makes the change feel bigger without wrecking the low-end discipline. You can also try a fake-out version later. Build tension, then cut the drums for half a beat before the drop-in. In Ragga Jungle, that tiny absence can feel enormous because the ear expects motion at all times. So remember the core principles here. Keep the low-end tight and mono. Swing the break elements, not the whole track. Build a riser that belongs to the tune. Let drums and bass answer each other. Place the switch at a phrase boundary, and use automation to shape energy, not just volume. Do that, and your switch up won't just be a transition. It'll be a moment, a proper DNB shockwave.